It's the Photography Podcast on photography.ca, episode number 64, Finding Worthy Subjects, and what do you take pictures of when you don't know what to take pictures of? Hey there, photo lovers. How's it going? And welcome to the 64th Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco, and as always, we're coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and this is the first podcast that I'm doing after our winter in Parc La Fontaine in Montreal, so I'm really happy to be here. Of course, on my way in, I saw some ducks in some water, and there's some ice and snow, and now my feet are soaking wet, and sure, it's 4 degrees Celsius, which beats minus temperatures, but it's still cold, and my feet are cold, but I'm really happy to be out here, so I hope you can feel my enthusiasm. I just love being outside recording. Today's podcast comes courtesy of a suggestion by F8 and Be There, and they posted a question in our bulletin board about how to find worthy subjects. What do you do when you lack inspiration and you just don't know what to shoot? And I guess F8 was wondering about this, particularly in the winter, and now that winter's almost over, I might have been late in doing this, but I did want to give people, you know, stuff to think about when they get blocked. We all get blocked sometimes. We need ideas for inspiration, and when we have to come up with them by ourselves, sometimes it's a little more difficult, so I'm here to give you a couple of tips. But before we do, I'd like to thank both Benny and Just Leecher for their comment on our last podcast where we reviewed the Color Monkey and the I1 Extreme. They found it useful, and thanks so much for leaving the comment. I was really happy to do that last podcast where we reviewed some hardware equipment to profile our monitors and printers, because in upcoming podcasts, I'm going to be talking about fine art papers, and it's really nice to have things calibrated and have to waste less sheets of these really expensive fine our papers. So stay tuned for future podcasts, and I'm going to discuss some funky papers. So let's get into F8's question right now. You know, they wanted to know how to get inspired. And here's the original answer that I answered in the bulletin board, and then I'm going to give you some tips. So in order to get inspired, for me, a great thing to do is to try different angles, different lighting, different lenses. Use what you have. You know, we don't all have the same types of equipment, but we all have some equipment, and we can all use it in different ways in order to, you know, vary what we normally do. And that's what it is. I think it's really varying what we do, thinking just a bit outside of the box. In terms of it being too cold outside, take a bowl of sugar and dump it on some green construction paper. Shoot it from different angles. If you have a flash, maybe put a gel or anything that changes the color of the flash onto your new scene, and there you go. You have different light. That's too boring. Put your camera on a tripod and stare into the mirror and try and take a cool self-portrait. That's too complicated. Take some eggs out of the fridge and take some shots at f2.8 and then again at f16. Maybe put the camera on the tripod and shoot the eggs from above. Is that not sexy enough? Get your wife or girlfriend or husband, boyfriend, partner, or regular friend to allow you to photograph just one part of their body. Maybe the neck, maybe a leg, maybe the hands. You see what I mean? At the end of the day, the limit is not even your imagination. It's your desire to actually get your stuff out there, get your equipment out there, and just follow through, you know? And the follow through is the key. You know, it doesn't matter how much equipment you've got. The follow through is the key here. You have to actually do it. You have to experiment. You have to play. And then once you do play, you'll be pretty pleased, especially if you play in ways that you normally don't play. If you're used to taking things at eye level, get down on the floor, get dirty, put on some old jeans, shoot high, shoot low, shoot left, shoot right. Break the rule of thirds. Break the rule of thirds. You know, we always say to have an interesting element on one of the lines of the thirds in the image. Break that. Take a really central image and see if you can get something good there by breaking the rules. And those are really a few simple ones. I'm going to put some links in the show notes for some further ideas, but you know, there's tons. Try a framing technique. So, I mean, you can use these tips indoors and outdoors. Try a framing technique. If you're indoors, you know, take an archway of one of your doors and frame someone in that archway. Put them behind the archway. Shoot them close. Shoot them far. Shoot through the back of a chair. You know, sometimes chairs have empty backs where you could shoot through them. Try and shoot through that using the frame as a compositional element in your shot. Try it. Make a photo funny. Your task today is to make a photo funny. I mean, if you're not a humorous guy or you're not a humorous girl, try and get humorous. Try and think outside the box. so that your creative juices get flowing. And it's funny, once the creative juices do get flowing, you often end up with unexpected results. And that's where serendipity comes in. And you may not have even thought about doing one shot, but the act of setting up leads to another shot and another shot. And before you know it, you have some creativity there and you're doing stuff that you wouldn't normally do. Anything that you do that you don't normally do, if you figure out why it worked or didn't work, well, that's another arrow in your quiver. That's something you can use for the future in order to inspire you or in order to just take a good shot should the opportunity arise again. Take abstract shots. You know, we all have railings and fences at our disposal. You know, get in there close so that you lose the shape of what it is, you lose the form of what it is, and you get into an interesting pattern. You mix it up a bit and you see old things in new light. And that's again one of the keys, seeing old things in new light. I mean, we have all these objects in our house that we barely pay attention to. But if you shoot them from a funky angle, as just mentioned before, you can totally have a new perspective on things, you know? Just take a look at a toaster. You know, if you shoot the top of a toaster going in, that's going to look completely different than if you just shoot the toaster on your counter. Mix it up, man. Mix it up. Another tip, force yourself to go against what you'd normally do. If you never take a portrait, make it your business to take portraits. Take a few of them. Friend, a family member, an old person, a young person, it doesn't matter. Just mix it up. Do something you normally don't do. If you've never done food photography, try and make food look really good. It's really hard. It's not for everybody, but try it if you're stuck. Take a picture of a plum, a pear, a peach, an apple, a carrot, an onion. Doesn't matter what it is. There's going to be something in season. Try and take that food in a good light. Try and make it look great or make it look terrible. You know, it doesn't matter. Just have an idea and try and follow through with that idea or get inspired by the creative process. Patterns. Patterns are a really easy one because we can create patterns at our disposal all the time. You know, if we go outside, we see the patterns on mailboxes. We see the patterns of trees. We see the patterns of lampposts, things that repeat. Similarly, if it's too cold or we're bored or we don't want to go outside, you know, take 10 ties out of your closet and put it on the floor or a neutral object or pin them against the wall. Take pictures of ties, socks, underwear, put them all in a row, you know, or fruits or vegetables. Create repeating patterns, try and take different angles, and play, man, play. Aperture, use aperture like crazy. Take a shot at f2.8 and then take a shot at f16. Play. Lighting, you're stuck, try and light something with different light than you normally use. If you're afraid of backlight, if backlight freaks you out, do a wee bit of research, you know, if you have no experience whatsoever, how to backlight objects, and then backlight objects. Backlight's a cool bloody light, man. People should be using it more and more and more. It's slightly advanced, but don't be afraid. You're bored anyway. What's the worst you're going to do? You're going to take a bad shot. No one will see it. You'll take another one. And if you pay attention to why the shot didn't come out, and you may want to post on a forum. I don't know what forum that could be, but we'll tell you why it didn't work out, you know, and we'll give you friendly suggestions to make it work out the next time. Side lighting is very, very, very cool and reveals the surface texture of a lot of things. You know, try and side light sugar or salt or anything with a granular pattern. You know, crumbs on a table, you're going to get some cool shots. You really will. You're stuck? Turn off the lights. Take some low light shots. Use candles. Use flashlights or torches. Use whatever you can to take these interesting low light shots. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be a basket of fruit. It could be your boyfriend, your girlfriend. It could be something interesting. Just play. Think of things that you don't normally think of. And if you can't think of them, use some of these ideas. Shadows. Shadows are a great one. Shadows are really mysterious. Take one light, doesn't matter what it is. If you don't have a flash, use a flashlight. If you don't have a flashlight, use a lamp. You can use anything to create shadows. You need one light source shining on something which creates a shadow, preferably on a neutral substance like a wall. But you could create shadows on anything, on the floor, on a table, on a piece of paper. Get into thinking outside of the box. Choose to make shadows with forks or spoons. Really, you can get some really cool mysterious shots. You just gotta play. Shoot through opaque objects. You know, we often see this where our patio door or our window is covered with frost or rain, and we shoot the rain on the window, or we shoot through the rain into what's beyond the rain, and you can get some really cool shots that way. You can shoot through bottles, you can shoot through glass, you can shoot through plastic, you can shoot through anything that's semi-opaque. As long as some light can get through it, you can take an interesting shot with it if you just play. It's not always going to work, but a lot of times it will work. And then two really easy ones are do the alphabet, A, B, C, D. You got 26 letters. Make today an A day and take three shots of the letter A. Take a shot of of an avocado, an apple, an archway. It doesn't matter what it is. Just if you're stuck, you know, make it your business to take some A shots, B shots. That gets you going somewhere. You know, you could do the whole alphabet. You could do a whole portfolio, 26 shots, the alphabet. There's an easy one. You know, you can do one a day or one a week, and there you go. That's half the year right there. So just try and choose things to get you inspired. Colors. Colors evoke such emotion. Do a blue day, a green day, an orange day, you know, any color you want. Think of a color. Think how you can successfully use theme as a color for your photography. It shouldn't be that hard. Get out a box of crayons. That's really easy. But then choose other things and just play and have a good time. And that's what it's really all about, is having a good time. So hopefully these ideas will act as a laxative for those people that are blocked. Hopefully some ideas will be brought forth. And that's really all I got to say about that. I'm going to put another couple of links in the show notes. Those further links can also inspire you and give you some ideas when you're blocked. But in terms of what subjects are worthy subjects, really the answer is any subject is a worthy subject. You just have to shoot it in a new and interesting way, and the subsequent photographs are going to be unusual for your style, but you may well appreciate what you see, and you may well learn something, and that's the goal, is that you do learn something, is that you play around with angles and techniques that you wouldn't normally play with or use or think about, and then through the act of doing, we learn. If you haven't checked out our forum yet, I do encourage you to do so. There's lots of interesting threads. There's lots of informative threads. If you've ever been confused about a DPI and resolution and PPI and sampling and resampling and when you should and when you shouldn't, we have a really good thread on the bulletin board that really brings it down to a very understandable level. And I'm going to put the link in the show notes. Feel free to check it out. And if you have more to add, please register and join. We're a friendly bunch of photographers, and we come from all levels and backgrounds, and we're here to help. We love to teach, and we love to learn, so if you're lurking, please join. If you like this podcast and you want to get it automatically, the best way to do so is use one of the subscribe links on the photography.ca blog. That's photography.ca/blog. Click any of the links and they'll get you automatically. You can, of course, email us directly, photography.ca@gmail.com. And, of course, you could join the forum for free and just post anything there. And, yeah, you'll see me there. I practically live there these days. I'm logging in, you know, 5, 6, 7 times a day just to check what's going on, making sure everything's good, making sure everything's smooth, and, you know, trying to help in threads when I can. That's going to do it for me, everyone. As always, get out there now. There's no excuse. Melting is a great thing to take pictures of. Water and melting, they make great photographic opportunities. There you go. 2 more ideas. Water and melting. So just get out there. I hope we've given you a lot of ideas. And as always, just keep on shooting. Bye for now, everyone.